Hey guys, it is Eva, and I'm here with a new episode of Currently Binging, the podcast where I talk about all things TV and movies. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. We are currently binging on everything, so make sure you subscribe, like, follow, comment, let me know what you like, what you don't like. And yeah, so this is a very special episode. You guys know that I have been talking about possibly doing this mind dump of all of my thoughts on the Marvel Cinematic Universe leading up to the release of Avengers Infinity War. And when I say that this journey has been a semi-struggle, you guys do not understand. So I literally went back to the beginning and watched every single movie again. The only ones I did not rewatch were Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther, just because I recently saw them and I was getting to the point where I was running out of time. I mean, the movie comes out this weekend and I wanted to get this up. And so what I'm going to try to do is hopefully we're going to cap out at the 30-minute mark, because I don't want this to be too long, because then we're going to turn around and you're going to have another episode where I am talking about Avengers, and who knows how long that will be, because I don't know what my mental state will be after seeing that. So yeah, so I rewatched everything, and rewatching all these, I mean, this is not the first time I've rewatched all the movies, but I mean, as I said in a previous episode, I usually only rewatch them all in preparation for an Avengers movie. And even as I was rewatching movies this time, the last time, I don't think I rewatched every single movie. I think I only rewatched the ones that were released closer to Age of Ultron. So in rewatching all of this, it really made me not only appreciate the MCU, but appreciate like how far these characters have come and all these new characters who have been added. And I don't know, I thought that I would have burned out from watching it all back to back to back the way that I did. But honestly, I didn't. I just felt that much more excited as each movie, as I started the next movie, I just got that much more excited. So yeah, it took me, because I know I talked about possibly going and doing like the little special thing they were going to do in the theaters where they were going to screen a good chunk of the movies. And I was like, oh, I'll pass. I'm glad I did not do that, because I don't think I would have survived that. It took me, because, you know, I do have a life, so I can't just sit and watch movies all the time. So I mainly had to watch it on the weekends, and even the weekends I was rarely home. So it took me about a week and a half to get through all of the movies. And I literally, before coming in and recording this, I just finished Spider-Man Homecoming. It has been a struggle because, one, I don't even know how many movies. I think there's like 18, 19 movies. So you guys do the math. Wait, is it really that many movies? Yeah, it's some large number. So minus two movies, that's how many movies I watched. And it was a lot of content. I did take some notes just for my own benefit. So if you do hear some paper rustling, that's me just going back to something I wrote. And honestly, I mean, looking at it, it looks like a lot of notes, but I'm actually not going to go like movie by movie, note by note, just because I don't want this to be too long. And I also really want to make sure that I get to where I can talk about, you know, my expectations for Infinity War, and even the still untitled movie that is to come after this one, which I'm sure we will find out, if not at the end of this movie in some way, or very soon, because I feel like whatever happens in Infinity War is tied to whatever the next movie is called, which is why I feel like they're holding on tightly to the title. So yeah, let's just get right into this. So of all the movies that I've watched, because it's hard to just sit here and try to rank them And it's also hard to go like character by character. So we're going to do it this way. So The Incredible Hulk. As I was watching The Incredible Hulk, just because I wanted to for sure talk about this one specifically, I was like, have I never watched this one all the way through? Because I could only remember like bits and pieces. And I'm not going to lie, that one was a little bit of a struggle for me to watch. But I feel like since that movie, the only information we've gotten about Hulk has come through every other movie he's been in, whether it was an Avengers movie or it was a Thor movie. I think those are the only two he's been in. So, I mean, though, it's like secondhand information. So we still really don't know a lot about him. And I feel like that also aided, because when I talked about Age of Ultron, when they had the whole Black Widow and him, that whole feelings thing, and how I was like, oh, I don't know how, like, it just came out of nowhere. I feel like there needs to be, I don't even know if it needs to be a whole movie. There just needs to be, like, someone who goes in with a needle and, like, sews some of the little bitty holes that have been created, stitches them back together or something. Because there just needs to be something added to kind of put his, like, stitch his story up, because I just feel like they're all, his storyline is just all in pieces, and you as the viewer has to try to put it all together and make sense of it. I don't know, that's just the one thing that just always stands out to me is Hulk, even though I did say that I did really, really, really enjoy him and enjoy Hulk as a character in Thor Ragnarok, and I do feel like we got to know him as Hulk more than as Banner. But yeah, so yeah, out of all the Iron Man movies, I can't say this. Out of all the Iron Man movies, my least favorite is probably still Iron Man 3. And I feel like even rewatching Iron Man 3, I feel like some of those feelings I took into Age of Ultron. Don't ask me how or why, but rewatching, I was like, oh, this is probably why I had some of the thoughts that I had about Age of Ultron. out of Captain America, that was a tough one, because you guys know Captain America's movies are like some of my favorites, because I just love how they do his movies and they feel so different, especially Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier of all three Cap movies is still my favorite of the three. I don't even know if I could say that either of the other two are my least favorite, because they're kind of equal, whereas First Avengers is kind of an introduction to the viewer, whether you are a comic fan or not, of who Captain America is. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's boring to like whatever, but I've honestly seen the First Avengers so many times that it never gets old to me, and I still enjoy it to this day. And then as far as Civil War, I said it, I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of time, because you can go back up to, I think, what was the first MCU movie that I talked about? Honestly, I don't remember, but I'm sure you can go at least to, because this podcast isn't that old, but when we were at Glam Deets, you can go back at least a couple of years and hear some of my thoughts on some of these later movies. But I did talk about Civil War, so I'm not going to spend too much time talking about it. But with Civil War, as I said, it was fun to see all of these characters in this one movie, but then it also kind of did feel a little bit Avengery. But even rewatching it, I feel like they kind of split it, because it was like very Captain America, but then towards the middle it got a little bit Avengery, then it towards the end when we like crescendo down it got more Captain America. So I don't know, those two are equal. It's hard. As far as Thor, I have to say still that Thor Dark World is my least favorite Thor movie. And I was sitting there and I was trying to figure out why, and I also talked to someone about this, and I think it's because I just enjoyed Thor more when he's on Earth, which is why I went into Thor Ragnarok like a little bit hesitant, because I didn't know how much of it he would be on Earth. It's just something about when he's on Earth and him interacting with people on Earth is just, for some reason, I find it more interesting. But then Ragnarok happened and I enjoyed him in that. So yeah, I just, out of the three, Thor Dark World is still my least favorite Thor movie. What else? Avengers. I mean, we've only had two Avengers movies. So I still really, really enjoy the first Avengers movie. And even going back and rewatching it, because you guys know I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and seeing Coulson in the early, Phil Coulson in the earlier movies, and just being like, oh my gosh, he's been there since the beginning and he's still there, even though they don't know he's there. And honestly, who knows if they're going to have Clark Gregg come and be in the movies, because if he does show up, I mean, it's a really, really, really great kept secret. But honestly, I don't think he will. But just going back to the beginning, I'm like, you have to, like, they have to know at some point that he's alive. But honestly, the way that things are going on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I would not be surprised if he dies for real, just to like wrap up this whole era of the MCU that he's connected to, because you guys know that I believe that we're going to get some very major deaths, and I'm still don't think that I'll be able to process. But yeah, he's been there since the beginning. And like, even rewatching all the movies and just noticing, because like as you're watching those movies as they're coming out, it's like, especially if you're in my boat where you don't read the comics and you don't really have this comic background, so you aren't aware of what all of these Easter eggs are until like we get into like the later phase two into phase three, and kind of how where I am now, where a lot of this stuff is familiar to me just because I'll go back and kind of work backwards and do a little bit of research. So then like some of those Easter eggs in the later movies I can catch, not all, some, but like going back to the beginning and just hearing and seeing those Easter eggs and being like, oh my gosh, this is for this movie that's like all the way up here in the future, and just like connecting all those dots. I don't know, I feel like I'm acting like such a geek, but I just was so excited watching all these movies and just literally writing down as I'm seeing them, like, oh, that connects to this movie when this happened and this makes sense. And then re-seeing like when everyone is introduced into like our core Avengers team, like how they were all kind of slowly introduced to us. And then, cause you know, there's this whole argument about what order to watch the movies in, because as we get deeper into the MCU and get later in the years, it becomes a little tricky with how it's released to kind of go chronologically. So then there's all these articles on how to watch it chronologically. I didn't do that. I just watched it in order of release. And honestly, I didn't have a problem with it. And in doing that, I feel like because I did it that way, it was easier for me to connect when things happened and like where in the flow of the movies events took place, versus if I would have watched it chronologically, I just feel like I probably would have confused myself even more. But yeah, I'm so excited about Infinity War. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say about this. I will say, since I did just finish, I literally just walked from the living room wrapping up Spider-Man Homecoming. I just have to say again, because you guys know, I'm probably of the minority who enjoyed the Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire. And while I could tolerate the Spider-Mans with Andrew Garfield, I still had a lot of issues with it. But I can 100% say without a doubt, with 100% confidence, that I am so excited and still excited that Sony made the deal with Marvel to put Spider-Man back in this universe, and that they made Spider-Man and Kid. And I think that Tom Holland is like the perfect kid Spider-Man, because rewatching it, because I think this is now my third time watching Spider-Man, like all the way through Spider-Man Homecoming. And even still, just watching it and all that enthusiasm that he has in the beginning, like you just feel that enthusiasm. It feels like not only is it like Peter in the movie excited to be doing this super cool thing with Avengers that he's kind of grown up around hearing and kind of idolizing Tony Stark, but then you also kind of feel like is Tom Holland in real life being super excited to be in this universe? I don't know. Maybe I just took that away, but I just get that. I just really, really love that Peter Parker is in high school and he's like in high school. So yeah. Also, talking about actors, I have to say, and rewatching every movie, I honestly could not think of any other person who could play these characters. And I was sitting there trying to think of other people who could play some of these characters, and I just could not. And I think that speaks to the casting that the casting team and what went behind casting the actors for this universe. Like, every single choice was perfect. Even when you get to like Thor, because who else could have played Thor? Honestly, think about it. Who else could have played Captain America? Think about it. Who else could have played Tony Stark? Who could have been a kid Spider-Man? I mean, you might have some opinions, but just think about it. Who could have been Black Widow, Scarlet Witch? Like, all these people. I just cannot think of anyone else who could have played it. And I also have to say that while Aaron Taylor-Johnson only had that one, his only made a his appearance in that one movie as Quicksilver. I still to this day really enjoyed him as Quicksilver and wished he could have lasted a little bit longer, but it is what it is. So without further ado, because we're about halfway into this, we are going to switch gears and we are going to talk about Infinity War and the untitled Avengers 4 movie. Now, you guys know I have been trying to avoid the trailers like the plague. I've only seen the first trailer and I have not seen any other trailers after that. And which has been, it's actually been easier because I haven't been able to watch a lot of live TV. So I've been watching everything on DVR. And as soon as I see like an Avengers shot, I'm like, fast forward. So it's been a little bit easier than it probably normally would have been. But I've been avoiding trailers like the plague. I have been avoiding any type of spoilers, any articles. Like, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to accidentally read anything. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know it. Don't tell me. I just want to see it in theater. But with this being the week that the movie is being released, of course, you know, the cast has been on their press tour and they've been making their rounds on all the TV talk shows and doing all these things. And I've honestly have been avoiding those too because I don't want to accidentally like read too deep into something and expect something else because I don't want my expectations to be messed up. So the one things that there are a few things that I actually did read. So one was I did see what the current Rotten Tomatoes score is because that was just released today. And right now it's at 88%. But that's based off of, I think, a little over 100 reviews. So that could change. But, you know, I'm waiting to see what the people say because I care about critic reviews, all that stuff. But I honestly care more about audience reviews. So there's that. Also, I didn't read Entertainment Weekly's review, but I did see the grade. So just kind of getting like a little bit of what are people thinking kind of a thing without actually reading what they're thinking, just looking at like ratings. Also, by accident, so I was looking into Captain Marvel. I don't even remember why, because in my head I was like, I couldn't remember if Brie Larson was actually going to be in Infinity War, but I was like, it would make the most sense to have her be in Infinity War. So like to introduce her to the audience since her movie is coming out next year. And so I don't know. I don't even know how I got to this article, but apparently I guess she is supposed to be in this. Who knows? I could be wrong, but according to this article, she is supposed to make an appearance in this. And then her movie is set like in 19 sometime long ago, so it makes sense for her to be in this movie, especially if her movie's going to go along the lines of a Captain America First Avengers type of feel where we go like way back and we're not in the present. So if she is in this movie, I'm glad that she is, because I would like to see her with these characters, since we don't know how long we're going to have all of them. Also, I went on, I was Googling something about Tom Holland, and an article came up and it was talking about him being in space. So now I do know that he's up in space doing something, which, I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are going to be in space because we're bringing everyone together and part of the cast is from space. So yeah, I kind of figured that, but I didn't want to know that. So hopefully, if you're like, whenever you're listening to this, I don't have any spoilers to give. So there is no spoiler warning, because I have none to give. I'm just going off of things that I've seen on the interwebs. But as far as my expectations for Infinity War, you guys, I honestly think that I am going to cry at the end of this. Now, I did see that reactions that were released on social media after some fans got to view it. And there was a sense that this felt a lot like a part one of a two-parter, which I'm not surprised. And, you know, I have my feelings about things that are treated like when you do multiple movies and then you treat something as a part one, then you have to wait like a whole year or however long before you can see the second part. Like, I have my feelings about that. But for this specifically, I'm like, I kind of expected it to feel that way, just because the Infinity War and the untitled Avengers number 4 are pretty much the close of a 10-year journey that we have all been on. So I'm not surprised that this will possibly feel like a first part of a two-parter. But regardless of that, I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to cry after this, because I was even getting a little teary-eyed rewatching some of these movies, just thinking like, oh my gosh, what if he dies? Or what if he dies? Now, because these are not spoilers, because I have no idea who's going to live or who's going to die. I'm just going off of what is common knowledge, which is, well, I mean, it's not really common knowledge. It's what we know, but we probably don't know like all the specifics. So we're to assume that a lot of these actors' contracts are ending and that they're not re-signing anything. And then there's also been some interviews where some of the actors are saying like, pretty much, I'm done. This is it. Like, get off the horse while the horse is still running, kind of a thing. So, and even like from a little bit of research and backstory, just based off of some of what happens in the comics for some of these characters, these are the people who I think might not make it after we wrap up this whole thing. And not, it doesn't have to necessarily be that they won't make it in Infinity War, but they could make it in Infinity War, but might not make it in Avengers number 4. So Captain America, you guys know I love Captain America, but I just have a really strong feeling that this is Chris Evans' last run. It's going to hurt me because I'm like, do we have to kill him off? But I mean, for Steve Rogers, I feel like for him to be done, you have to kill him. So he's on my kill watch list, if you will. Tony Stark, just because Robert Downey Jr., he kicked this whole thing off. It's been 10 years. And I'm sure he's like, I did read like a little bit of his speech that he gave at a viewing of this movie. And I got even teary-eyed reading that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not going to work out when I go see the movie. But I feel like he's been on his journey for 10 years, and like helped kick off this phenomenal, I don't even know what to call it, this phenomenal event or a movie event. What would you call it, an event if it's multiple movies? I don't know. This universe. There we go. He helped kick off this amazing universe. And I feel like he deserves to, if he wants to, hang up the Iron Man. Well, you wouldn't call it a hat or a hood, or it's not really a mask, but hang it up. He deserves to hang it up if he wants to. So I feel like they can go two ways with Tony Stark. They could just straight up kill him. Or after all this, he can be like, listen, I'm for sure done. I'm retired. And he passes the torch on to a new Iron Man or woman, like a protege type of a thing. Because I do like Tony Stark as kind of the mentor. Because rewatching Spider-Man, I think he does that role really well. So they can go one of two ways with him. Or they can like very badly injure him. He's just out for the count. And there's just no way. But I mean, it's Tony Stark, so it wouldn't make sense. Because he can make something to make himself function. So yeah, those are two ways that they can go with Tony Stark. With Thor, Thor is also on my kill watch list. Just because, and I'm talking about all the people who have had at least three movies in their franchise. So Thor, I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they killed him, but I also would not be surprised if they didn't kill him and he just was like gone, just went back to his universe and that was all she wrote. And maybe sometime very far in the future, he might make a reappearance somewhere. But I'm still going to place him on my kill watch list. Then we have our outlying. I feel like I'm putting all the core Avenger team on the kill watch list. Black Widow, I mean, I want to put her on there just because she's pretty much been there since the beginning. But then I also don't want to put her on there because I feel like people are still trying to push for a Black Widow standalone movie. And I mean, they can go either way with this. They can do something in the present or they can just go back and like kind of go from where Natasha was and how she got to be Black Widow. So they can go either way with that. But I'm still going to put her on the kill watch list. I'm putting Hawkeye on the kill watch list because he did try to retire in Civil War and it didn't really work out for him. So, I mean, honestly, I don't think that they'll kill him just because he has his family. But I wouldn't be surprised if this was kind of the end of what we get from Hawkeye. The only reason why I'm going to put Hulk on the kill watch list, but the only reason why I could see them not killing Hulk is because in Thor, he is gone to the point where he has been Hulk for so long that it was getting hard for him to turn back into Banner. And so because Hulk, for the most part, is all like CG and all this like help with technology, I would not be surprised if they didn't kill him and Mark Ruffalo just like kind of not phoned it in, but you know, played him from the booth. So did the voiceover, kind of like how Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel do Rocket and Groot. Oh my gosh, it's like names are blanking. I do have to say, so you know how you have like a reserve where like you store things. So if you think of your mind as a reserve and you store all this stuff that you learn throughout your life, and then you have like everything above the reserve, which is kind of like immediate things that you can pull kind of quickly. So all of this Marvel stuff has pretty much consumed my life to the point where it has taken up about 80% of everything above the reserve. So while I'm excited for Infinity War, I think that I'm just going to be like a big exhale because I can let some of that go back into the reserve and like clear up some of my immediate headspace because this has literally consumed my world for like a week and a half. So yeah, that was a small tangent, but yeah, so I would not be surprised if they didn't kill Hulk for that reason. I don't think anyone from the Guardians is going to die. Like anyone on the core Guardians team is going to die. Who else do we have? I don't think Doctor Strange is going to die. Who else is left? Is that everybody? I feel like I'm forgetting movies. Like I don't feel like those main characters will die. Like I said, if you guys hear the paper rustling, that's my notes. But yeah, that's everyone. Yeah. Oh, Ant-Man. I don't think Ant-Man's going to die either. So those are all pretty much all the core Avengers team is on my kill watch list. And however it all plays out, I think it's going to be very emotional. I am going to see this on Friday morning. I actually had to take off work because I waited a little bit too long and I wanted to see this in IMAX and all of the good seats were gone. So yeah, we are going to see this on Friday morning. I am expecting to be in there with a lot of hardcore fans, and I believe it's going to be a very, very great viewing experience, just because, I mean, at this point, if you're coming to see this, you should know the rules, and it should be an awesome experience for everyone, because I don't know, it's one of the most anticipated movies of the year, and this is something that the fans have been waiting for. I have no idea what the Russo brothers are going to give us in this one or the next one. I don't know if my heart can take what they have coming for us, but I did just want to take this little bit of time to pretty much, I guess, preview, give my own little preview into kind of my thinking going into Avengers Infinity War. I'm not ready, but I will be back with that episode where I will pretty much, I'm still trying to figure out when I'm going to record it, if I'm going to record it immediately after, or if I'm going to do what I normally do, which is kind of take a couple of days to let it all sink in. But I don't know, because I also might possibly see it twice this weekend. So if I do, then I kind of want to wait until after I see it the second time before hopping on and doing an episode. But we shall see. Either way, you guys are going to get an episode. And at that point of time, we will all know the fate of all of our, well, because I could leave it like a cliffhanger. And if that's the case, I don't know if I can do that, because then I mean, we got to wait a year and that's too long. But either way, at that point, we will know the fate of some of our favorite superheroes. So yeah, what are your thoughts on the upcoming Avengers Infinity War? What are you most excited to see? Did you rewatch all the movies or some of the movies or one of the movies? What did you think rewatching it? I want to know. Let me know. As always, you can find me on all social media at InHerGlam, InHerGlam. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode, which will be Avengers Infinity War.